So these results here at the count at Lambeth Town Hall keep on coming. Well, that's not entirely true. We've had three wards so far, and the current score in football parlance is 6-3 to Labour. But I think we could be in for a higher goal difference to come. And I'm joined by Councillor Mark Bennett on Twitter, CLLR Mark Bennett, two N's, two T's. Councillor, your result, please.
Well, Jason, I've got 2,882 votes from the voters of Streatham South, so I'm very pleased and proud to be, returned as a councillor to work for them, and having a large majority as well after having some years in what was a marginal ward is that's encouraging too.
So it's been three seats have been returned to Labour in Streatham South. Mm-hmm. What do you think really has been the main driving force for this? Is it just as simple as hard work, putting the hours in and putting across your party's policies?
Well, I think in Streatham South, I can only speak about myself and my two colleagues. In Streatham South, we have a hard work ethic. We are out all the time, basically, certainly on weekends. We're out canvassing and we do our surgeries. We're in regular contact with the residents, understand their concerns, and actually seek out their concerns as well. So I think that shows in it's reflected in the vote that we've had this evening.
And it seems pretty much. I know you wouldn't be at all so arrogant to perhaps suggest otherwise, but it does look as though Lambeth Council is going to stay Labour. If that is the case, and being a newly elected councillor in Streatham South, I need to ask you, what are the implications for the whole Streatham Hub project? What is the timescale, or what should be happening next, please?
Well, the timescale remains as is, with a projected completion date of the end of 2012. What we need to do now is, using the continuity which we'll have as a re-elected Labour Council, and that's something that hasn't happened in this borough for a quarter of a century, we can then use that experience that we've already got, not to start from scratch as would happen with the new council, but
well done, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks. But to keep going with all the plans that we've got in place, find a good location for the temporary ice rink and other facilities, and
so it's not concrete yet that this will be on Streatham Common. There is a bit of room possibly for manoeuvre.
Well, I would hope there is room for manoeuvre. I think we've always said that the common would be the very, very, very last resort. We need to investigate other sites. I recognise that some of my residents are concerned about the use of the common for that purpose, and I'd like to see, if possible, another site, either acquired or rented, for a temporary ice rink.
Okay, well, that's very, very decent. So that has been Councillor Mark Bennett, the re-elected Councillor Mark Bennett on Twitter, CLLR Mark Bennett, two N's, two T's. And I think he can relax now because he's been re-elected. He can watch probably his colleagues and see what they're going through. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jason.